back into the show. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. And to avoid starting the second hour off like we did the first hour, we're bringing some civility to the program here. We've got UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley on the program. Coach, save us, man. It's been a wacky Thursday, yeah, man. So we're looking forward to catching up with you.
That's okay, Brady. That's okay, man. How are things going for you?
It's good. Somehow we got on a segment in the first hour of just figuring out, you know, famous people with the last name of Madison. So I have no idea how we got there. We got there somehow, and that's how we started the show.
Who'd you come up with? Like Billy Madison?
Yep, Billy Madison was number one. Coach, this is why we're friends. This is why we're friends, because that was the first thing I thought of, and we just had people going off on that side for a while. So it was fun. I did get a text related to your side of things. It was like, I know Coach's kid is Madden. That's close to Madison. So there we go.
Oh, true.
Look what
true.
We're doing here,
close.
Man. Full circle.
Even some people think his name is Madison. So, it's like the football game. It's like John Madden. I get it. I get it, man, for sure.
So we're getting close there. Coach, speaking of getting close, man, we are we got an exhibition game coming up at the end of this month. So we get the regular season starting up in November, but you're going up against Midland on October 27th, next Friday night.
Next Friday. That's right.
You guys ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, you know, and we actually haven't had an exhibition here, and I have to look back to maybe 3 or 4 years, because typically, so what you get is you get 2 dates before the games begin. Now you can choose one of two things: you can go exhibition games, or you can go what's called these secret scrimmages. So if you do the math, we have one exhibition, we have one secret scrimmage coming up, but we usually in the past few years have done 2 secret scrimmages, and we just felt like this year that doing an exhibition game, getting underneath, the lights and playing in the arena, we thought that was good. We got a couple games like that coming up early in the season. It just, we traveled so much early on last year, you know, Houston, Baylor, all this different stuff. It's like, hey, let's try to start this off, you know, in Greeley at UNC. And I know we're excited about it. So, yeah, next Friday night, play Midland out of Nebraska. So we're excited to kind of get that thing going.
Well, and what I'm curious, you know, as we get into the new year, new season and all that, especially with a lot of new faces, Coach, first thing I'm always thinking about is what does that starting lineup look like? And I know those are still some items you're sorting through as we get closer to that first, at least that first exhibition game.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we'll use that exhibition game and even the secret scrims coming up. I think we'll use those opportunities and then even probably the first couple games of the year, to be honest with you, to keep kind of refining what we're going to do. I mean, I think we got a pretty good idea. If we were to jump off today, we're going to have to start somebody, right? So we'd have to go with 5 guys. But I do think that it's making more and more sense as we get closer to the season. I think the competition level on our team is really, really good, and I think the depth is really good. What we need to figure out is, like, okay, how do we eventually kind of, you know, rate this out where it's like, look, here's our starting five, here's our 9 guys. I think we can play up to 9 guys. 10 gets extremely hard the way that we want to play. But, you know, we've had years where it's like 7 or 8. I want to get it out tonight because I think our depth, you know, deserves that. And I think the best version of ourselves is a lot of guys playing minutes. And so, yeah, who knows the starting lineup yet, but we're getting closer to it. Obviously, you got, you know, returners like Riley and Brock that, you know, probably have a great chance to do that. And then, you know, a lot of our new guys are transfers that are going to create some big roles for sure. So,
Coach, talk to us about St. Thomas. That's the guy, I think, when I talk to folks, we're hearing a lot about him more and more. I know you and I have had conversations, but it just seems like this guy might be pretty darn good.
He's good, man. He's a talented kid. Always been a talented kid, and talented also in the way that he's super skilled. You know, a lot of perceived talented kids, like, well, they're talented, they don't shoot it well enough for this or that. Like, that's not Saint. Like, he can shoot it. He can one thing that's really undervalued until people see him play is, like, he can really pass it. So not only is it about him scoring, he really connects the dots with his teammates. And so I think he's a guy that, you know, they enjoy playing with because he gets guys open looks and things like that. And then he brings a certain edge and toughness and mentality that I think is good for us. I mean, I think that, you know, we need to be a little bit tougher, and I think that he certainly helps us in that direction. But he's a guy that's going to be a big wing, play some 3, play some 4, you kind of move them around, but a big kid that can really do a lot outside, inside, shoot 3s, do a lot of everything.
UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley joining us. And, Coach, this will be interesting because it just seemed like for the longest time, and, of course, you add the COVID year in, we've had names like Matt Johnson and Dalen Kuntz on this team and Bodie Hume. I mean, just thinking of these guys, and with COVID, you had the extra year and all that. So replacing those guys, and not just on the floor, but as leaders of your program. I mean, and I know Bodie was gone the year before that, but still, those were those foundational pieces that when you took over as the head coach, those guys were there.
Yeah. I think, you know, starting with that, the internal leadership of our returners has been unbelievable. You know, to name a few, and we have eight of them, but I mean, whether it's Connor Creech or Riley Abercrombie, Theo Hughes, Jalen Page, who hasn't had a chance to play a ton, but just has been around it for a long time, Zach Block. And then we got our three younger guys with, you know, Brock, Langston, and Juju. Like, those eight dudes, even though, and, you know, let's call it what it is. I mean, we got, you know, ranked really low in the preseason polls, which I could care less about. But a lot of that is that, you know, we don't have a lot of returning firepower, per se. And that's fine. But those guys culturally have done such a great job to keep this thing going the way that we want it to look. And then you add in, you know, seven new guys. Five of those new guys are transfers. And we're going to look a lot different. You don't have Matt. You don't have Dalen. You don't have Bodie. You don't have guys like that. And that's okay. That's the downside of college sports is there's an expiration date on these kids.
Yeah.
You know, but I tell you, like, this team really is blended together well. I'm very intrigued and curious to see what we look like. But I'm very, you know, optimistic, quietly optimistic about it right now.
Yeah, and that is the tough part is you know, you, at one point you looked back and said, wow, Matt Johnson, Dalen Kuntz, Bodie, these guys are all young guys. They're going to grow up through this program, and it's going to be great for several years. And then when they're gone, you know, again, bringing in some of these other guys that you're talking about, that's why it's so important. And that's why, Coach, I don't know when you're able to sleep, rest, relax ever, because it is an ongoing process to continue to have those coffers filled, trying to find the next couple of players to lead your program.
Yeah, you know, you used to have a little bit of time in May and a little bit of time in August, and you can take that May window and just throw it away, because now with the portal and stuff, as opposed to maybe signing like one or two guys, you might have to sign three, four, five guys in the spring, which is a lot. And so, yeah, May's done. Now, August, you know, you're through your summer workouts. Theoretically, your roster's built. Maybe you get a little bit of time when recruiting's done before the guys come back. But, you know, I was actually meeting with a student today that she actually wants to get into college coaching. She's got like 2 years left at UNC, and she just wanted to kind of pick my brain about it. And I said, look, you have to understand college coaching. It is 12 months a year. It is, you know, people on the outside don't get it, but like it never ends. And that's kind of what you're saying, Brady. Like, it never ends. And then if you don't love it, it would be miserable. But if you love it, it's constant enjoyment, right?
But there's so many different things, and it's a lot of it's been there for a long time that even the common people don't really look at, like talking to donors of the program and meeting and doing all these things. But nowadays, especially with the transfer portal, with NIL stuff, I mean, there's all these different avenues now where you're constantly working, where you weren't messing with NIL 2 years ago. Now I know UNC is looking into that and is growing that side of what they're going to be doing, and some exciting news coming out. That was stuff that wasn't even on the schedule for you. Transfer portal, we knew transfers existed, but not like this. So all these new items just added to the 12 months out of the year where you're working. So that's why that's why it's interesting.
Well, and I think, you know, when I got this job, it was basically during COVID. That's when Coach Leonard, you know, got the job in Wyoming and left, and I got lucky enough to get the job here, and it's like, this is going to be the hardest year ever because it's COVID. And it probably was right, because it was really confusing, and testing three times a week, and, you know, shutdowns, and it was a mess, there's no doubt. But the crazy thing is, like, that was probably nothing compared to what it is now with the portal and the NIL and all this different stuff. And it's just a constantly change. The rules are changing all the time. So, you know, the portal window changed from here to here, and NIL, just everything keeps changing. And so you're kind of grasping at it, trying to help out whatever it is. But you're right. It's added on so many more layers of complexity to an already very complex job. But again, you got to do the best job you can. You know, I'm very lucky to have a great staff that really helps out, the administration. And we're just going through it, man, just trying to figure it out. But at the end of the day, you do all of it so that you can get to that time where you get to practice, and then eventually you get that time where you get to play games, and it's still fully worth it.
UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley joining us. Coach, let's look at that schedule. We talked about the exhibition game, Monday, November 6th. I love the schedule, too, the non-con schedule, because there's a lot of Colorado teams there. Colorado College on Monday, November 6th. Colorado State's coming to town November 14th. Yep. I'm sure, I mean, you guys had their number last year. And honestly, the year before that, the Roddy year with CSU, You guys had Colorado State on the ropes, certainly, and that, of course, was the year the Rams went dancing. So you have been a great opponent for the Rams. I don't know if the Rams are going to be too eager to come down here to Greeley, Coach.
Yeah, that game 2 years ago was an awesome game. And, yeah, we had a big lead in the second half and, you know, just couldn't quite hold on. And I remember, you know, Coor John Cooch, our big guy, really did a good job of you know, trying to limit Roddy. Bodie had a phenomenal game. I think he had like 30 points. And then at the end of the game, Isaiah Stevens for them, he made 2, 3, 4 plays in a row that just really got them back over the top. And then last year's game was about the same thing. It was just an awesome game, high-level game. And so I would expect nothing less here. You know, I think it's going to be – they're probably like us, you know, where you know, they got a bunch of new guys. They got some returns, obviously Stevens being the main one, but a bunch of good players back. But they need their new guys, whether it's Joel Scott or Javante or Nico, they need those guys to be good, right? So I think we're all kind of going through it saying, well, how does this all kind of piece together and fit together? That's the biggest question. But, that's going to be a really fun game. I know our community is going to be really excited to get the Rams over. It doesn't happen very often. It's probably been 10, 15 years since they've been here. So I know we're excited to get them here and you know, fire a shot and see what happens.
Well, and then you fast forward into December when you start to kind of wrap up the non-con schedule. We know you got a trip to Boulder, which won't be too far away for you guys, going up against CU and Tad Boyle's crew there. And then Air Force a few days after that. So I love the fact that we're going to get all these Colorado teams going up against each other, because I think that that's kind of how we build up basketball in the state.
Well, and then in January we had Denver coming back up here.
Yeah, so
we actually
that's right.
Yeah, we have all four Colorado Division I schools that we're playing. Two at home, two on the road. And I think that's awesome, and hopefully we can keep that going. The DU one was one of the games in the new Big Sky Summit Challenge. But my hope is that even if we're not selected to play against each other in that challenge, that we can kind of get going on an every year basis. Regardless, it just makes sense, you know, similar leagues, levels, locations, things like that. And then, yeah, we're just going to try to keep it going. But to have, I think it's the first year we've had all four Colorado Division I schools, and that's an exciting thing for sure.
No, I think it is. I think it's awesome. I know you got some tournament play and things like that too with the Cancun Challenge November 18th. I put in my request to go with you guys on that trip, so just put it out there.
Get your credentials out there, man. We'll figure out a way.
I can fill up water bottles, Coach. I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. I can help out. Anything you need.
For sure. So, yeah, that sounds good.
Well, Coach, I'm excited for this season, man, to see what this new team kind of looks like. Some guys I'm really excited. I put stars next to guys, you know, like a Brock Wisney. I'm really pumped to see what he does in this next year. And Riley Abercrombie didn't finish the way with injuries and such the way he wanted to. I'm excited to see what he can do. And then Theo Hughes, how just look at that guy. And he's just so overpowering. I mean, he's just a monster. So let's see if he can put that together all the way through this season. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we have a lot of guys that I think have a lot to prove and are excited about having the opportunity to get a bigger role this year. And you know, that obviously includes those returning guys. And I'm just excited. You know, we've been really together now about 15, 16 weeks going back to June 1st. And you just get to that point where you're like, okay, you know, you can study for the test. But at some point, you got to take the test. And we're at that phase now where it's time to take the test. So we're excited for sure.
First test, October 27th, next Friday against Midland. I'm going to have some tickets to give away too. Coach, appreciate you as always. Love following your program. You're one of the good ones, man. And we'll just stay in touch. We'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds good, Brady. Thank you.
All right, UNC head coach Steve Smiley. And it looks like, Angel, I have a 4-pack of tickets right now. To give away, what I need from you, Angel, I need their name and then their email. That's what I need. I got to send it over because it'll be at will call. So I'm giving a 4-pack of tickets away, and take it from Angel. You're going to want to see this St. Thomas dude in person. He's good. He's going to be a player.
He's very good. He's got a great, just personality. He's very humble in his basketball journey. He's got a couple of state championships in high school. He's transferred to a couple of different schools. But from when I talk to him, he feels very comfortable here at UNC, and I'm very excited to see these new transfers and how they integrate with some of the returners.
Yeah, there should be good players on this team. We'll see if they can put it all together throughout the course of this season. But I got a four-pack of tickets for you right now. Let's go caller number seven. Let's go caller number seven on the First Advantage text line or hotline, 888 or 970. Way off. 970-353-1310. You get a four-pack of tickets to go see UNC take on Midland next Friday night at 6 o'clock, 970-353-1310. Caller number seven will get a four-pack of tickets to go check out UNC and Midland next Friday night. 1221 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want high school football? You've come to the right place. High school football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.